What's up, party people? How you all doing? I hope you guys are having a great day. This is a special transparent post. I posted something today that was a photo of me. It was taken back in 2017. And I had forgotten about that photo because it was shortly after my mom was beginning to transition. And what I mean by transition, she was slowly transitioning to the other side. And I was surprised when I saw this photo because I'd really completely forgotten about it. But when I looked in my eyes, I saw confusion. I saw trauma. I saw sadness. And I was happy that I took that photo. Because if I hadn't taken that photo, I would have forgotten that moment. I would have forgotten what I've been through, to go through, to get through this moment where I'm speaking to you guys today. Life is a bunch of experiences. And how we choose to take those experiences can make us stronger. They can make us worse. But they will make us different. And some know I just came back from West Virginia. And it's always interesting going back, and part of me relives every year that feeling of those moments of confusion, trauma, as well as sadness. Because I've dealt with death, but this was a little bit closer. It was my mother who was passing. And as I've said many times before, my mom and I didn't have the best relationship. I don't want to appear that I was, a mama's boy. It was nothing like that. My mom and I were not close. There were some things that definitely separated us, as I've said in past podcasts, that made us different. And we drew our lines in our own right. And as I look back on those experiences, experiences make you stronger. Experiences can make you wiser if you choose not to make the same mistake. I say it often, you must be insane if you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And I think there are many of us that do that. But as I was in meditation today and in prayer today, I came across this quote. And the quote said, well, a couple of them, it was, age is no barrier. It's a limitation to put on your mind. And sometimes we do have to silence our mind. We definitely have to silence what it may be saying. I will admit, when I go back to West Virginia, I'm actually kind of proud of myself. Because I'm able to see what I've overcame. I'm able to see within myself that I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was. Some of the decisions of which I've made for myself, my family, I'm sticking to. Even if nobody else around me agrees or can understand. But when you make a stand, all they can do is respect you. There are certain people that I've chose to cut out of my life because they're not healthy. I know there are some people say, well, these traits just run in the family. Well, I'm now a place in my life where I can say, well, it runs out with me. I want healthiness. I want to be happy. And getting back to West Virginia, it reminds me that I need to do what is best for me, what is best for my family. I need to do what's best for me, especially mentally. I need to have those voices in my head trying to remind me over and over and over again. Family was saying, well, you weren't there. You should have came home. And no, I shouldn't have. I did exactly what I could have done where I was the best way possible. See, usually when a situation happens, a lot of people will jump right up and run to the situation. But I say sometimes you need to stop, slow down, and gather all the information to make the right decision. I mean, some of us react so much based upon emotion that we lead with emotion and throw logic and wisdom to the side. And it should be the other way around. We should lead with logic. We should lead with reasonable thoughts. What's the right thing to do? And sometimes our emotions don't allow us to do that. We want to solve the problem, but we don't know all the factors of the problem to make the right decision. There are people around me that have said to me, you need to get over this. You should get over this. You need to move forward. And I feel I'm doing what I can to move forward. Maybe that's the reason why part of me decided to do this podcast today, is to say everybody has challenges and trials they go through, but how you choose to deal with them will change your perspective and your trajectory for how you move through in life. The reason why I say that is there are some people that deal with grief over and over. They've not gotten past that. They stay in the same trajectory over and over again. And yet, there are also some that have figured out ways to heal through that moment, get over that moment, and move forward. It doesn't mean they don't feel the pain. They just know how to go through the pain. They know how to mourn. They know how to self-care for themselves. And sometimes there are some that just throw their hands up and say, I'll deal with it how I deal with it. I may drink a lot. I may do things that I may regret. Because at the moment, it feels good to just do what I want to do at that moment. Not think about the repercussions afterwards. I posted a thing in our Transparency Tribe. You know, how do you heal? How do people heal? And there were definitely some interesting DMs. And if you want to also express how you heal, feel free to email me and let me know at thealiveexperience@gmail.com, or you can do it at obmdient@gmail.com. But let us know, you know, how do you heal? Because a lot of people heal differently. Some people do through meditation. Some people do through prayer. But through all those, however you do it, it does take time. Some people it takes less time. Some takes more time. Some people it takes a lifetime. But I found a quote that said, never cry for that person who doesn't know the value of your tears. I'll read that again. Never cry for that person who doesn't know the value of your tears. Sounds kind of selfish. But there are some people that don't understand the value of your tears, but you know the value of your tears. So I'm the one to say, if you need to cry, cry. Let it go. Crying releases endorphins and the serotonin out of the body so you can heal. It is hard for men to cry. I've said it often. I have read a book called Why Men Cry by Mr. Jason Wilson. And before that, there was a psychologist who wrote a book on why men should cry. And they all have said the same thing. Emotionally, we need to let go so that we can heal. If you can't say how you feel, you cannot heal. I know I've said that time and time again. I've said it for mental health. I've said it for physical health. I've said it for health wellness. You have got to be able at least to be honest with yourself so you can heal. If you think that you're a rotten person, then be honest with yourself because you can change. If you think you're the greatest person in the world, that's great. How can you help somebody else be great also? We all have choices of which we can decide to do. We all can make those decisions of what we decide to do, but we have to make a decision. I've said it time and time again, the words of Tony Robinson, decisions, not conditions, will change your life. So the photo that those saw, that was a moment. It was a moment of trauma. It was a moment of confusion. But I feel so blessed and honored that the man upstairs, God, Jehovah God, he gave me another chance. Because this time, I've had a little bit more experience. I've had more experience on how to deal with those emotions. I've had more experience how to deal with my tears. I've had more experience to know how to deal with my mind. And I've had more experience how to learn how to love. And first, I've had to learn how to love me. Love me through the process. Being gentle with me through the process. Being gentle, knowing that life goes forward, knowing that life must go on. And I have to make those choices of how I choose to move forward. If not, life may dictate that. But we all have one life. There's that saying that Drake said, YOLO, you only live once. And as we know, that's a lie. You only die once, you live every day. So we say, live to the fullest. Live to be the best version of yourself. But more importantly, live to inspire. Live to love. Live to give the best version of you. So this is a special, transparent moment to anybody that's listening. Truly, you now have more experience. If it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years over that traumatic experience, you can move forward if you choose to. Nobody's ever going to tell you to stop feeling those emotions. But your experiences have hopefully allowed you to get better understanding. For whatever reason, you're here. And now you get to move forward. You have the wonderful choice of moving forward. You have the wonderful choice of blessing somebody with your smile, a kind word. You are blessed to be a blessing. So thank you for listening. Thank you all for spending some time with me. Thank you all for allowing me to give you some sort of reflection in my life. And if it's made any difference to you, hey, let me know. 818-660-5374. Or again, hit me up via email. TheAliveExperience@gmail, OBMDIENT@gmail. Or if you're a part of the Transparent Tribe, you should join if you haven't. Let us know. It is your feedback that allows us to continue moving forward. But more importantly, I want you all to truly be well.